Monster Show. It is Thursday, July the 11th, 2013. Hope you're having a good day. We finally got a little bit of rain up at our household last night. Not the real violent kind of rain, but more of the gentle type, which the flowers in the garden really seem to appreciate this morning. The Buckmaster Show live each weekday. We are here noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI. We are Tucson's intelligent voice and also Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, a station with great reach. We live stream our show at buckmastershow.com and at kvoi.com. And we try to make it very easy for you to hear our program through our podcast system anywhere, anytime, really in the world. You can listen to the program on my website, buckmastershow.com. The show is also posted every day to the TucsonCitizen.com site and TucsonSentinel.com. We also have links to the show on the homepage of the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun. That's GVNews.com. Also, a very prominent link on the homepage of the award-winning blog for Arizona.com. During this noon hour on this Thursday afternoon, we'll get things rolling with the new chancellor of Pima Community College. We will introduce our listeners to Lee Lambert. 30 minutes past the hour, we'll talk with Keith Rosenblum, the Buckmaster Show contributor on Mexico, and then we'll close out the show with Jack Chalom, publisher of the Nutrition Newsletter. If you have a question or comment, we invite you to call us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. You can also follow us, and we urge you to do so on our very active Facebook page, which is very easy to find. It's my name, Bill Buckmaster, parentheses, Buckmaster Show. Now, joining me in studio, we welcome 50-year-old Lee Lambert, the new chancellor at Pima Community College. Chancellor Lambert started at Pima last week. He is an attorney and former criminal prosecutor who has led several community colleges, including most recently a community college in the Seattle area. Lee, how are you? And I'm not even saying Chancellor Lambert, because I know you like to go more the casual side, and I think that kind of fits in with the Tucson lifestyle. So, Lee, how are you?
Well, it's good to be here, Bill, and I'm doing well. It's good to be in the land of sunshine.
There you go. You get away from a little of that liquid sunshine in Seattle. And last night we had kind of a Seattle rain up at our house, which really felt good. It was good to see that. You've been out and about over your first coming up. This is 2 weeks pretty much on the job. What? How would you characterize, Lee, your first couple of weeks?
Well, you know, I've met with a number of community groups, and the thing that is clear from meeting with them, how Pima has some connection to everybody's lives. Didn't matter whether I was talking to the United Way or talking to the folks from Seafair or the Hispanic Chamber, et cetera. Pima is at the heart of the community, and I know I must hold that in serious trust as a public servant to the community as the chancellor of Pima Community College.
And despite the troubles, which we will, of course, get into in a few minutes, do you believe Pima has a solid core, Lee, of students and faculty?
Well, absolutely. I think that Pima, from top to bottom, bottom to the top, we have a solid core to really continue to play and make a big impact into the community, but more importantly, to really move us beyond the current challenges that face us, especially with the Higher Learning Commission.
And, of course, you do inherit a troubled academic institution that's facing some serious challenges, including a 2-year probationary period from the school's accrediting agency. Let's talk a little bit about how you are going to attack this issue with getting the school off of probation and getting a clean bill of health.
I think the first step has already been accomplished, and that is to make sure folks understand the sense of urgency related to the significance of being an accredited institution. So that piece is already in place. The next piece is it's being led by Dr. Jerry Migler, and he is well in command of what needs to happen. He comes from Minnesota, and where he has served as an accreditor himself, going out and doing site visits. So he understands it from the ground floor. So we couldn't ask for a better person to be on point. his team have helped us to form 14 committees where we're engaging a cross-section of the campuses across the college district and the community to be part of the solution. So I feel very confident that we're stepping up and moving in the right direction.
Yeah, we've interviewed Mr. Migler, the provost. He does have that kind of experience, and that's really going to come in handy. He understands certainly the process with the accreditors.
Right.
And moving on to that accreditation situation, the college issued a sweeping public apology for the series of problems that led to the probationary period. How would you, this public apology, is this something that was really needed in your opinion?
I think it's important to understand our responsibility to the community. And I think one way to communicate that is to own the fact that we did not live up to the standard that the community holds us to. So I think saying to the community, you know, we're sorry. We're sorry that we let the wheels come off the bus. But together, we're going to put those wheels back on so that we can continue to make the major impact, the significant impacts on the lives of people who live here in Tucson and Pima County area in the state of Arizona.
How would you characterize the morale right now at Pima?
I think there's a sense of hope and optimism from our employees. Many of our employees want to move forward, and they're really excited about the new approach that I bring. I bring an open, more informal, more transparent approach to leadership and management.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about your management style, and if you would maybe reflect on some of the other institutions where you have where you've been heading the schools. And these are schools, I guess no one in this day and age has an academic institution that doesn't have some kind of problems.
No, absolutely. I think our institutions across the United States of America were under a lot of challenges, and financial is just one component of that. But I think the key that I bring is the ability to listen. I think the ability to sit down with people, try to understand things from their perspective, then take those perspectives, integrate it into my own thinking to work together to come up with some solutions or options for solutions, I think is at the heart of what my leadership is about. So it's that taking communication to a different level. The Chinese say we have two ears for a reason and one mouth, meaning you should listen more than you speak.
Lee Lambert is with us. We are speaking with Mr. Lambert, Chancellor Lambert. He is the new Pima Community College Chancellor. If you have a question or comment for the Chancellor, 790-2040, 790-2040 for the Buckmaster Show live line. Why did you transition from as an attorney into higher education? What was there some incident or something that sent you in that direction?
Well, I think it goes back to what's important to me. I always, from being a kid to present day, I want to make a difference in the lives of others. And where could I make the biggest impact? And I remember being a college student and how much I really enjoyed that, but also how my faculty really made a difference in my life and how I move forward into the future. And I thought, you know, where can I make that kind of impact? Well, no better place than to be in higher education. We're about positive change. And of course, when you're in the law, you're responding to problems, and oftentimes when it's too late. And so you're not making the positive change that you could as you would in an educational environment, especially in higher education and community colleges specifically.
Tell us a little bit about your background. Where did you grow up?
So I always like to say, you know, my father's from North Carolina, and he grew up on a tobacco farm. My mother's from South Korea, Gwangju, South Korea, and she grew up at a time where it was war-torn, third world, the poorest country in the world. Mm. And so I come from those humble beginnings. My father joined the military, and that's how he met my mother. He did 21 years, decorated service, retired as a master sergeant. So we traveled the globe. I lived on three continents, lived in four different states. So I have a very broad perspective on the world, but also on the importance of education, but also on the importance of connecting with people. Because at the end of the day, everything we do touches back to people. And so those are my roots.
Lee Lambert is with us, the new chancellor at Pima Community College. Talk a little bit about your collaboration that you envision with the University of Arizona and how that relationship, which has been pretty good over the years with the U of A, PCC, and UA, how do you view that, Lee Lambert?
I think it's essential that our institutions of higher education collaborate together. So I'm going to be meeting with President Hart to understand, you know, how our relationships have been working and how we can also strengthen those relationships. Because as we start to focus on student success, degree completion, and many other facets of what we do, that relationship and understanding the opportunities, building upon them to continue to provide strong pathways for our students to move from Pima Community College onto the University of Arizona and onto baccalaureate recipients onto graduate schools if necessary or into the workplace.
How do you feel about vocational education? Some students clearly don't feel the four-year university is for them. They would rather get into the workforce. And we've done so many interviews over the year, Lee, years about economic development and a trained workforce.
When you think about what allows a community to be healthy, when you think about that, you have to also think about vocational education. Because more and more of the jobs are going to be in the areas where people are making things or fixing things and servicing things. And so we need to make sure that there's a trained workforce. So vocational education is the sweet spot, and community college is right there with that. So it's vital to the long-term sustainability of our community. So you think about the aviation technology program at Pima Community
College. Which is really considered kind of the standard, gold standard in this country, really, for training people in the aviation industry as mechanics. And
yes.
And it's really I think probably one of your most well-known programs.
Right. It's nice to come to a community college that has a signature program. Mm-hmm. And if there is a signature program, it is the aviation technology program. And I think it's a model really for what can happen across the country. I think it's the best kept secret. Because I didn't even really know about it up in Seattle and the Hart and so
the
Boeing.
Yeah, Boeing right there. Right. But I'm sure the Boeing people probably know about it.
The Boeing people know about it, and I know some of my relationships. I've mentioned that, and I certainly want to see what we can do to strengthen those partnerships.
All right, we're going to take a break right here. This is the Buckmaster Show for a Thursday afternoon. Lee Lambert is with us. We're getting to know Mr. Lambert. The chancellor of Pima Community College has been on the job really only about 10 days, but right now we are going to take a break. We're going to hear from the people who believe in the Buckmaster Show. They are our sponsors. Please support them. We'll be right back. Talk some more with Lee Lambert.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Row. Everybody who's anybody is here. Aren't you?
John Fina.
You're
Jim Levinsky.
I know that face.
Bruce Beach.
Hey there.
Billy Flower.
Great to see you.
Burt Williams.
I thought I just saw you.
Bob Schaff.
Thanks for coming.
Casey Polipchak.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see
Chris
you.
Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
Diana Cannon.
I didn't know you were coming.
Bill Hussey.
You're
Joseph Blair.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
You know that face.
Mike Fader.
Aren't you?
Jeff Ronstadt.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
Hey, have you noticed all the road construction in the Tucson area?
Yes, I see lots of road work.
Yeah, in fact, the Regional Transportation Authority is funding work right now for more than a dozen projects, including bus pullouts and intersections.
I sure see lots of RTA orange signs downtown and in the region.
Yeah, and I hear new RTA projects will begin soon.
Great. The RTA projects makes for better roads and safer driving for all of us.
Getting underway, the Houghton-Broadway intersection. The RTA delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit RTAMobility.com or Facebook.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We are speaking with Lee Lambert. Lee is the new chancellor of Pima Community College, talking about his vision for Pima. One of the things, Lee, as you know, there's been quite a bit of controversy when PCC canceled its long-standing open admissions policy. This has been a sore point with many people. Are you taking a hard look at perhaps reversing that decision?
So recently, the Board of Governors reaffirmed its commitment to being open to all students. So I believe that step has already taken. What we need to do now is make it much clearer to the community that we are an open admission institution, that we're committed to their success, and that we're going to put in place the right systems to support that.
Is that something that the so-called open admissions policy, and it has various nuances that go with it,
right,
but is that pretty much a signature of most community colleges?
When you look at why we existed, it was to be open to all comers. What the new challenge is that how do we take that and move to the next level of making sure people successfully complete certificates and degrees?
Of course, there's been lingering ill will over the sexual harassment claims against the former chancellor. Have you been meeting with people in that regard?
I have had an opportunity to meet with individuals who have been impacted by the former chancellor, and so the answer is yes.
What do you see as the future for the community college system in this country? We talked a little bit in the first segment about not everyone is cut out to go to a four-year institution. Is the system that has been created, the two-year system, is it generally healthy in the United States?
So the American Association of Community Colleges issued a report that's called Reclaiming the American Dream. And it really outlined that we need to reimagine, reinvent our systems and redesign them so that we can play that vital role of training America's workforce. So the challenge in there, one of which is we've got to have the right resources to support a recalibration of our commitment to our communities.
790-2040. Lee, I'm going to ask you to slip that headset on right next to you so you will be able to hear caller Roberta to the Buckmaster Show. Go ahead, Roberta.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, and congratulations, Chancellor, on your new position.
Thank you.
I am one of the committee members. I'll be sitting on the HLC Monitoring Report Follow-Up and Compliance Maintenance Committee as one of the public sector individuals. What would you recommend as a public sector individual on that committee, what I should be aware of or what I should do to make my position successful?
So, Roberta, first of all, I want to thank you for your commitment to Pima Community College. I think it's important as a community member that you ask the hard questions, A. B, make sure what we're putting together makes sense. Because if it doesn't make sense to you, it's not going to make sense to a lot of other people. So I think if you bring those pieces and perspectives, that will make a huge difference for us.
Thank you, Roberta, for your service to this community. I'm sure Lee appreciates it, and all of us who are citizens here appreciate that. Let's talk a little bit about an open door policy. The people like Roberta who really believe in Pima, and are you going to be open to this community?
I think I've already started to demonstrate that. I've gone out and met with a number of groups last week, this week, and even before I began. Also, I've been meeting with a lot of internal groups. I'm committed to openness, and I have an open door policy. You also know I have a Twitter account, Facebook account, LinkedIn account, and we're going to be pushing out a lot of information about what we're doing at Pima Community College to really make a difference to the community.
Lee Lambert with us on the Buckmaster Show, 790-2040. Probably could squeeze in another call before we wrap it up with Lee. But I want to ask again, getting back to the process with the probationary period, how do you view the timetable on all of this? Do they typically wait to the end of the two-year period, or can they withdraw the probation within the two-year period?
They typically hold to their commitments in terms of the expectations they've laid out for our institutions. So I don't expect them to change the timeline. It is a rather aggressive timeline, but I believe and I'm confident that we're going to meet that timeline.
And being put on probation is not necessarily a unique thing. It's fairly common in the business?
It's not unique. And I think the way to think about it is it's an opportunity to reflect, to self-assess, and think about what we're doing well and what we can do to improve so that we can continue to make the great impacts we have on our community.
How about legislative support? Community colleges have continued to find themselves with dwindling state support. That is going to be one of your challenges, I'm sure, to meet with state lawmakers.
I think we have to, again, reiterate the importance and value we bring to our local communities and to the state's overall success. So we need to make sure that that's emphasized. We also need to back that up with evidence that shows that we're making those differences so that they know as lawmakers what the people of the state of Arizona are getting in return for their investments.
How is the enrollment looking right now, Lee?
So as you are well aware, our enrollments were down last year. We're probably going to come within right where we were last year. So I'm hoping we hold the line from last year's enrollment. Unfortunately, last year's enrollments were down by double digits.
What was some of the thinking there, the economy?
Well, obviously, folks say it has to do with the economy. I think some folks believe it had to do with the change in admissions policies. And I don't like to speculate and draw assumptions. I like to test those assumptions. And so I've already asked people to go out and tell me on what basis have you drawn those assumptions and conclusions.
The campuses, you've been to all of the – are there
six campuses.
Yeah, six. So they're spread out.
They're spread out, right.
And you have visited now all six?
So during the interview process, I had a chance to visit all six campuses. So as I started last week, I've been now to three campuses, one center, and my hope is before the end of the month I may have touched every single campus as well as a few centers throughout the county in Tucson.
So do you have a one-year plan, or how are you one of the guys people who set a one-year plan or a five-year plan? Or
so I have six.
For yourself.
I have six goals coming into the year. One of them is to reach out and touch our business and industry partners and the community. I also want to make sure I connect with all employees. And obviously another important goal is getting us off probation.
Okay, Lee Lambert, and again, folks can reach you. You've got you're available.
Absolutely, email me, Facebook me, LinkedIn, etc. I'm here for you.
All right. Lee Lambert, the new chancellor of Pima Community College. He has been on the job since July 1st, and he is up and running. And it's good talking with you, Lee, and we want to wish you all the best of luck, and we'll be visiting soon, I hope.
Thank you, Bill. I've enjoyed being on your program.
Thank you very much. Lee Lambert with us on the Buckmaster Show as we reach the halfway point on this Thursday afternoon. We're talking about Mexico with our border correspondent, Keith Rosenblum, and then our nutrition contributor, Jack Challum, will be along talking at about 45 minutes past the hour. And, of course, tomorrow coming up, we have Congresswoman Ann Kirkpatrick. We'll be right back.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A prosecutor is telling jurors at the George Zimmerman trial in Florida that Zimmerman profiled 17-year-old Trayvon Martin, assuming that he was up to no good, and that it led to the shooting death of the teen. Closing arguments being presented today by the prosecution. The defense expected to present its closing arguments tomorrow. House Speaker Boehner says a vast majority of House Republicans believe they need to deal with immigration, but he says they'll take a methodical step-by-step approach and will not be held to any hard and fast deadlines. A Democrat in the Texas state legislature says efforts to block passage of a new abortion restriction have ended. He says abortion rights activists will now turn to the courts to achieve their ends. On Wall Street, stocks are higher with the Dow up 166 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Get back down to earth at the 2013 Silver City Clay Festival with workshops, tours, lectures, archaeological panel discussion, films, vendor fair, and three juried exhibitions with fun for the whole family. The festival kickoff event is a poker tournament fundraiser featuring genuine clay poker chips. Enjoy Clay Festival events July 27th to August 4th in Silver City, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson and 15 degrees cooler. More at clayfestival.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
At Cox Business, we don't cook the entrees.
Order up.
But we are in the restaurant business. Just ask Kirsten Traina, co-owner of the Liberty Market Restaurant.
Power burger with cheddar.
She prefers doing business with local suppliers, including produce from a local farm, and internet and phone service from Cox Business. She counts on us for reliable internet, with speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL and feature-rich business phone service.
Margarita pizza!
And our award-winning local support team is available 24/7. Visit coxbusiness.com to get business internet select and phone for only $99 per month. Plus, ask about next-day professional installation.
And a carrot cake!
That's for me. Switch to Cox Business today and see how your business is our business. Offer valid until 9/30/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on max download speed of Cox Business Internet service 150 megabits per second versus basic DSL 1.5 megabits per second service. Other restrictions may apply. Next day install subject to availability. Eligibility restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 12:35 on this Thursday afternoon. Let's welcome now on the Buckmaster Show live line, Keith Rosenblum, who joins us at least once a month. Keith is our contributor on Mexico and the border. He writes about the border for several publications, including Inside Tucson Business. He's a former senior border reporter for the Arizona Republic and former Sonora correspondent for the Arizona Daily Star. He's also the founder of the website MexLink. Keith, how are you?
Bill, hi. I'm doing well. I'm hanging out in downtown Nogales, Sonora.
Well, you're in Nogales, Sonora, and maybe we should begin then with this news that puts really Nogales and Guaymas in the top 10 small cities for the future. I thought this was pretty impressive. A prestigious international publication finds that the Port of Guaymas came in number 2 and Nogales number 4 for cost effectiveness in this ranking by FDI Intelligence, which tracks foreign direct investment around the globe. Having 2 of the top 10 cities, I think that bodes well, Keith, for Tucson.
Well,
no?
I've never paid a lot of attention to any of those kind of rankings, but I'm glad to see somebody look past the headlines of violence and actually pay attention to things like labor forces, cost of doing business, logistics. And so if Guaymas and Nogales are triumphing in that area, in somebody's view, that's certainly a dose of very good news. And I think that anything like that bodes well for Tucson. And I'm the either unfailing or foolish optimist, and I think that Sonora is in the whole state of Sonora, not just these particular cities, but it's in a boom period, and there's lots of residual good stuff for industry that is hard industry, service industry, and everything in between.
Commercial investment in the past year just in Guaymas, a construction of Home Depot, Walmart, Sam's Club, Holiday Inn Express, Rolls-Royce has opened a global purchasing office, and the port continues to expand. I think those are all very good things for boding well for Tucson.
It bodes well for you because you can take your Rolls down there for service. Places as far away as L.A., you'll be able to actually get a little bit closer. That's the aviation part of Rolls-Royce.
Keith, let's talk a little bit about immigration, the so-called comprehensive immigration reform. Is this something that people in Mexico are following, or is it just a U.S. issue?
Yeah, I think it's one more of those, what will the U.S. come up with next issues? In other words, we're going to mandate 90% effectiveness in border crossings. It's one more thing where the SA thinks it can legislate something, and so we have these bizarre metrics, and we're going to build some more walls. We actually should be studying the architecture that was used by those that built the Great Wall of China, or maybe the Berlin Wall, somehow in the belief that we'll be able to actually contain people, when in fact 20 or 30 years from now, it's my view that the flow is going to be in reverse anyway. There'll be more people wanting to go south than come north anyhow. So I think that it's watched with a degree of amusement, and like, what will those goofy people do next to think that they're solving a problem? As you go back to Simpson-Mazzoli and all the other immigration reform things, you don't need to look too far back to find folly at every turn. I think this is one more example of it. That's the Mexican take as well.
Well, you've been around a while and covering politics. It wasn't so long ago, Keith Rosenblum, that in the mid, I think it was 2006, the Congress had approved all this fencing for the border. That never even happened, did it?
No, it didn't. And then Boeing got in. You know, the Eisenhower was right about the military-industrial complex. It has come back, and that's who's behind all these initiatives, and that's why Boeing and Honeywell, and the big names, want these projects, because it's one more. It's no different than military spending. It's just quasi military spending on the, when it comes to the border. But I think that we look to solve things that probably are going to solve themselves. I think the ratio of what somebody earns in Mexico to what they're in the States has already diminished to where it used to be maybe 1 to 10. You know, what you $10 an hour in the U.S. maybe $1 in Mexico. I think now it's probably 1 to 3, maybe. And in some cases, there's actually parity, believe it or not. In some positions, you actually do better in Mexico than you will do in the U.S. because of the scarcity. So what's going to take care of this whole issue is a natural economic flow and capitalism. And it's really going to be what we're doing at the ports of entry is going to end up being arbitrary. We're going to end up paying a greater price in our own civil liberties and our own ability to maneuver than anything we could ever hope to foist upon others. That's my take.
Okay, Keith, we're going to wrap it up here with you in a few seconds. Is there anything we should know about with the recent Mexican elections?
No, I think they continue to point to both the volatility of a country that's in transition, but also a very cool thing, which is that these are elections that nobody can predict. And the winner is the same thing as, you know, when you let people vote, as you do in Egypt and as you do in the other countries that don't have a long history of democracy, the results are very cool. All of a sudden, you don't know what's going to happen, and the elites, the power may change hands from one group of elites to another, but that's at least one group or two groups of elites more than there used to be, and eventually power finds its way down. So I think those are all good signs, and if there's volatility, that's the natural growing pain of a democracy and a country that has checks and balances, as the U.S. has and still has to this day.
All right, Keith Rosenblum, thank you for spending a few minutes with us. Thanks, Keith.
I appreciate the opportunity. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Keith Rosenblum with us from Nogales on the Buckmaster Show Liveline. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is brought to you by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, where they're getting ready for the annual Hummingbird Festival, which is going to be taking place. It's sponsored by the Little Toad Creek Inn and Lodge, and it takes place July 20th and 21st at the Lodge in the Gila Wilderness north of Silver City. All of the programs are free and open to the public. Really, the Silver City and the Gila, one of the best places in the United States to view hummingbirds. So you might want to check out the Hummingbird Festival. Lots of really good places to stay, including Little Toad Creek Inn and Lodge and Axel Canyon Preserve and Manzano RV Park. You can find out more about Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, and the upcoming Hummingbird Festival. Later on this month, the Clay Festival. All of that information is available at southwestnewmexico.org. We'll be right back with Jack Chalom, our nutrition reporter, right after this.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Road. Everybody who's anybody is here. Aren't you?
John Fina.
You're
Jim Levinsky.
I know that face.
Bruce Beach.
Hey there.
Billy Flower.
Great to see you.
Burt Williams.
I thought I just saw you.
Bob Schaff.
Thanks for coming.
Casey Polifchak.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see
Chris
you.
Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
Diana Cannon.
I didn't know you were coming.
Bill Hussey.
You're
Joseph Blair.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
You know that face.
Mike Fader.
Aren't you?
Jeff Ronstadt.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit RTAMobility.com or Facebook.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
West in La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa, is now better than ever with a $30 million rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and new pool and lobby areas, plus enhanced dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at westinlapalomaresort.com.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient, it can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Well, 47 on the Buckmaster Show. Evan, our summer intern, has been at the board here now a couple of weeks. Rose is, of course, overseeing what Evan is doing. But I think, Evan, you're doing a really good job. He's our summer intern, and he's doing a fine job. And Rose has been so helpful. And I think both of you need a big shout out from me, so from the boss, I say good job. Anyway, two nutrients make a big difference in reducing the risk of heart disease. Well, what are they? We will find out in a few moments as we talk with Jack Chalom. Jack is publisher and editor of the Nutrition Reporter newsletter. He is also, we are honored to have him as a contributor on nutrition to the Buckmaster Show. He is based in Tucson. He was up in the Great Northwest for a couple of months, and I came back really relaxed and all looking good and away from the hottest part of summer.
Yeah, it's nice up in Portland. That's where I used to live before I moved here.
And I was following you on Facebook and some of the wonderful photographs that you took up in the Portland area. And it seems like just about every night you were enjoying this. You would send some pictures over Facebook, these beautiful pieces of salmon. Beautifully grilled on the cedar plank. And I'm going, oh, man, he is such a – he's a lucky guy. Jack is a member of the American Society for Nutrition. He's a best-selling author of more than 20 books, including his latest, No More Fatigue. Okay, we've held everybody in suspense. What are the two nutrients that make a big difference in reducing the risk of heart disease?
Number one is magnesium, and number two is vitamin-like coenzyme Q10.
Vitamin-like?
Yeah. You know, years ago, I talked to the researchers who discovered coenzyme Q10, and they regretted not calling it a vitamin because no one knows what a coenzyme is. So I almost always preface it with vitamin-like.
Okay. And how does it affect those at risk for cardiovascular disease?
Well, let's start with magnesium. And this was a study that looked at 16 studies that had already been published with more than 300,000 people. And what they found was that people who had high blood levels of magnesium from supplements or from food, they had a 30% lower risk of developing any kind of cardiovascular disease. It's heart attack, stroke, anything that really goes under that umbrella. With coenzyme Q10, this is interesting because some of the research on its heart benefits goes back to the 1970s in Japan. And in this latest study, people with heart failure were given either coenzyme Q10, 300 milligrams a day, or placebos. People taking the CoQ10, that's how we abbreviate it, had roughly half the number of serious cardiovascular events. And even more important than that, only about half the numbers died compared with those taking placebos.
So you would suggest, based on the study results, take 100 milligrams of CoQ10 three times a day.
Well, this is a dose for heart failure patients, for people.
Is that a normally pretty high dose?
That's relatively high, although at 63, I'm taking 200 milligrams a day.
And that's usually a standard little, because I take it myself, but I don't think I take that much. It's a little pill that comes in usually a 100 milligram.
Yeah, you can get it at any health food store or drugstore in town. It's really just a tiny little capsule.
Magnesium, also very important, something I try to take every day. AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, 790-2040, 790-2040. We're speaking with Jack Chalom on the Buckmaster Show. Jack puts out the Nutrition Reporter, and it's chock full of good information, something a lot of people take, again, myself included, probiotics.
Yeah, you know, the research on probiotics just gets better and better. And probiotics are the good bacteria that inhabit our guts. And there's been a lot of research over the years that shows if you develop diarrhea from taking antibiotics, mm-hmm. this is really the way to get your bowels back to normal. The latest research is fascinating because it shows that probiotics have a beneficial effect on a person's mood. Who would have figured?
Yeah, who would have?
And it was a good study, well done. And the key here was it compared live cultures to yogurts without live cultures. So the key here is if you're going to get your probiotics from yogurt, opt for the live cultures or just go to the health food store, get some probiotic capsules and take them every day or every other day like I do.
To the Buckmaster Show Live Line, Roberta has a question for Jack Chalom. Go ahead, Roberta.
Hi, thank you. Yes, my heart supplements have carnitine in them, and there's studies that show it's good for the heart and studies that show it's bad for the heart. What Do you know anything about these studies and which are correct and who funded the ones that say it's not correct, and in case they're just looking, you know, to peddle their drugs?
Yeah, yeah, and I understand what you mean. I'm not sure the funding is an issue here, but at the same time, these negative studies came out about 2 months ago. A big positive study came out of the Mayo Clinic, and so I think carnitine is one of these very important nutrients for the heart. The thing the researchers really didn't look at in this study was what was happening with the gut bacteria, the probiotics. And that really seems to be the determining factor. So it's just one more reason to take some probiotics, keep your gut health in good shape.
And we want to talk a little bit about fish oil. It seems like it comes up every month with you, Jack, but it is important. Omega-3 fish oil supplements provide many benefits to the heart, and now we're learning about, well, I guess the fish oils reduce mental stress that's not good for the heart.
Yeah, this was another fascinating study. It came out of Michigan Technical University, and we all know that stress and bad moods affect our heart risk. And what this study did was look at what was the effect of fish oils on how moods affect heart risk. And the effect was very, very positive. People taking fish oils had what's called reduced reactivity in their heart rate, a good change. They also had less muscle nerve activity. And the way I translate that into simple English is less jumpiness and twitchiness. So it seems to have this anti-anxiety effect that in the end reduces the risk of heart disease.
I don't know if there have been any studies about fish oil and that so-called restless leg syndrome, but perhaps it might be beneficial toward that.
Yeah, fish oils, magnesium, mm-hmm. both of those nutrients are helpful.
Vitamin D, I know that Dr. Mazes, who appears on the program every month, is a big proponent of vitamin D. You are as well, Jack. And many people, even though we live in Tucson, Arizona, one of the sunniest places in the United States, are deficient in vitamin D.
Yeah, and when I saw this in a study a few years ago, it surprised me. And then I thought about it and I realized, you know, what are we doing during the summer?
Most of us, inside. Yeah.
Yeah, we're running from one air-conditioned cubicle to another, from the car to the office to the house. And so, yeah, I think everyone needs to take vitamin D all year round.
And there are apparently some benefits for pregnant women and their fetuses by taking vitamin D.
Yeah, another fascinating study. You know, Bill, I'm just amazed at the amount of really good nutrition research being published. The study you're referring to found that women with low levels of vitamin D were 50% more likely to develop gestational diabetes and 80% more likely to develop preeclampsia, which is really the first stage of the toxemia of pregnancy, which can harm the fetus and the mother.
Jack Chalom is with us. He is the publisher of The Nutrition Reporter. Where can folks get a hold of The Nutrition Reporter?
I've got a whole year's worth of back issues up on my website, nutritionreporter.com. It's subscription only, so I would encourage people to fill out the form, which is on the website. Send it in, subscribe, and stay up to date. Get a full issue every month.
You know, we have time for one more, and reducing eye disease, that is so important as we age with a macular degeneration, glaucoma. Vitamin B may really help out in that area.
Yeah, you know, the nutrients we tend to look at are lutein and zeaxanthin, which get deposited in the center of the retina in the eye. But the latest study found that vitamins B12 and folic acid also appear to be protective. It's really a testament to the importance of good nutrition overall. And I would add, adding a good high-potency multi to that.
Okay, Jack Chalom, welcome back to Tucson after a couple of months up in Portland, Oregon. Smart man, Jack, getting away from the heat of summer. Hey, you missed a new record. Well, we didn't hit the new record. We tied a record I think it was 39 straight days over 100 degrees. Yesterday was the first time that it did not go over 100, so that was cool.
Well, I wanted to come back for the monsoons because this is the most exciting part of the year for the southern part of the state.
All right, nutritionreporter.com is where you can find Jack Chalom. Jack, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bill.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by Culligan Better Water, Pure and Simple. Culligan, for all our residential and commercial water needs, thank you, Culligan, for your support of our program. A nice, cool bottle of Culligan water is supplied to all of our guests who really like it, and we appreciate Culligan's support. John C. Scott comes up this afternoon, 3 to 5, right here on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Then it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe for their Friday edition, 6 to 8. We'll be with you the Friday Focus tomorrow. Have a great day.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.